in the right form, then some people be called common for slander, you see. Some people, well, we have some people high minded, big shots, well, and some people's unalert, well, they call them common. Well, the Bible go back there, common unalert, you see.
Uh-huh.
Well, then them type, well, they classify them in a lower class and do alert people, you see. So, but all the same time, we have some real good common people, not, but they're just common, you see. Plenty of common things, just what we call things
ordinary.
Don't have a knowledge of it, don't know how to speak.
Ordinary
thing, yeah, that they don't know of, and because they haven't been alert to it, you see. But on the other hand, there's nice people, you see.
Uh-huh.
What you call, I'd say in this type, common and unlearned. But you see, the common and unlearned. Well, you can be common, unlearned, well, then naturally, if you're not a learned person, you're not responsible for that, you just get to learn it. But you can be nice right on the common side.
I see. Okay. Now the trench is cut by a plow, you call?
It's the trench cut by a plow, you call it a furrow.
Okay. All right. If you have a good yield, you say, we raised a big
crop.
Okay. When you get rid of all the brush and trees on your land, maybe you say you did what?
You cleared, that's what's called clear off, you know, and clearing it up, you see.
Okay, you cleared up that land?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The second, now, talking about raising hay, could you ever get two crops out of hay?
Oh, yeah. You see, you get it off. Crop the early part, late part of the summer,
mm-hmm.
and then you get off that same crop and cut it again in the fall. But this man on the hill, he done raised two crops. The first crop he lost it, he cut it, and it come a lot of rain on it and spoiled it. But now he's up there now in a few days, well, before the fall, he got a good crop to cut again, two crops to cut.
Okay, and that second crop you might call the what?
Well,
do you have a name for it? You call it the... Mm-hmm.
The second crop is called, I don't know, it'd be all the same thing,
okay.
But it'd be good, but the second crop would be good or right enough, but that'd be the final crop on it.
Okay.
You'd have two crops of it that way.
Now, uh-huh. When you go out in the spring, you go out to the field where you planted hay last year and you see all the dead?
All the grass. See, it dies down. When winter comes, it dies down. Spring comes out, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then as spring comes out, well, it grew up so high, then you can cut it. And then you get more rain, get proper rain, well, it make more hay, you can cut it two or three times in 1 year. You know, quite high, sometimes rain, that's smart. It makes you pretty lively.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Right smart, huh?
Yeah, makes lots of it. I know it's 2 years out there, especially when we have rain a year, they cut two or three crops of hay.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you have to cut it as it grows, you see.
A crop that hadn't been planted that year that just came up, what do you call that?
Well, see, in other words, usually hay, now we got what they call alfalfa hay, you plant it, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Just regular old hay. Out there, well, it just, you know, just grew up out there. It's called two-seed cotton, a hay name, but it just the nature of it grew up in a certain place. Well, it makes good hay too, and all you have to do is just keep it cutting right off and ready to grow another year, you see. Then you have alfalfa, that expensive hay. Well, you plant that alfalfa, and it grows up, and then you cut it, of course, now you got to